Well, it's not about where the fish are biting this week. I can guarantee you that after yesterday.
Oh, we know where that is.
It's about where your truck's getting stuck.
I can tell you where the fish are not biting and where the Ford pickup gets stuck up to the axles.
Ah.
Oh, you get her high centered out there.
Wow, there's that much snow out on the ice.
Well, there is when you slip in the ditch, Lynn.
Oh, so on the hard water, you're all right, huh?
So it's on the water in the ditch with
on the water and in the ditch
with no fish.
I like that, Randy. Golly, you're just coming up with good ones already today.
I know. Well, you know what? I know we got some guests going on, but real quick,
what else do you have going on in Henry?
Well, talk a little bit about in February 4th.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move to Henry, South Dakota here for an update.
Update on what's going on in Henry. Well, it's cold. We've got three bars in town. No.
Yes, and they're all
That's all we need to know.
They're all running.
All need to know. No, and the 4th Henry Horizons is putting on the old Fishapalooza this year. And it's on the 4th of February. We're going to have a fishing tournament on Long Lake. And it's going to be from 8 o'clock until 8 o'clock. You can go out and fish. 4 o'clock, come in and weigh in. But you can start signing up at about 6 in the morning at the Double Barrel Bar.
So we're going to put one of the bars to work at 6 a.m.
Absolutely. Double Barrel. So you can start signing up. Well, we're going to have Rose is going to have breakfast.
Rose will have breakfast on. And that will be top-notch breakfast.
If you show up at the Double Barrel Bar at 6 o'clock to sign up for a fishing tournament, you're probably still going to be there at noon for lunch.
But we're gonna have a fun little fishing tournament. It's gonna be we're gonna go $20 a person. So if you want to put together a 3-person team, that's up to you guys.
How about a 4-person team? Is that legal?
You could do that too.
Five?
Whatever you want to do.
Perfect.
Ooh. It's $20 per person to get in, and we're gonna have a big fish pot. It's gonna be a walleye and perch.
All right. And so, it's gonna be on Long Lake.
On Long Lake.
What's the date?
February 4th.
February 4th.
And what we're doing is we're raising money because we're trying to put up that picnic shelter still over there in Amy's name at in Henry.
Are you paying any of this entry fee back? Or is this like the noodling tournament?
We decided it's going to be a 50-50 deal.
All right.
50-50 chance of getting your money back or 50-50?
Well, what you do is when you pay, we flip the coin and right there.
See, it's coming back now after messing with everybody about your noodling tournament. And a $500 entry fee and no payback.
This is going to be a payback. We're going to go out there. And it's going to be a serious tournament. You know, it's like I said, it's $20 to get in, $10 for the big fish, and that $10 is basically it's going to be a big fish walleye or big fish perch.
Man, that sounds like fun.
Our next guest today doesn't have a tournament anywhere near as big as the Henry Horizons ice fishing tournament.
Yeah, but ours is called the Fishapalooza. You know who came up with that name, by the way?
Randy Angermeyer.
No, Neil Jensen.
Absolutely, the Fishapalooza. Why not?
You guys in Henry have a lot of time sitting in the bars thinking about things, don't you?
Yeah, but when you're from the Hoven area, you can come up with the Fishapalooza after one cocktail.
That's right. That's what we used to call the Hoagie's Bar ice fishing tournament years ago out in Glenham. Now we got a guy out from...
What?
We're from going West Glenham.
Glenham.
Mobridge, South Dakota. Kerry Connell, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Good morning, fellas.
Holy macaroni. Hey,
we can't get very far from Glenham, and it gets wet.
How are things south of Cannonball?
Yeah, it's just south of Cannonball, is right.
So what's going on out there with the river, Kerry?
You had a downrigger tournament this winter.
We just froze over last Sunday night. The whole lake from Mobridge South froze over. It froze about 3 days earlier north of Mobridge down to the bridges. The Grand River is froze over. Still, some open spots you can see. A few geese sitting around keeping a few holes open. All the old traditional spots, that don't freeze or always have thin ice will be that way all winter. So it's one of those, the river's a little different than the lakes you guys have back there. You got to be on top of it day by day because it changes out here.
So we don't need to bring an auger. There's some holes that are open.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think you could slide out to the edge in place and cast a lure out there. Maybe try to catch one.
Kerry, do you know a gentleman up there? And I use the term gentleman loosely. Named Ricky Bumgartner.
From up by Pollock. Absolutely.
Yeah, when I guided with Ricky up there, we set the state record for suburbans in the river in one day.
Yeah, that's something you don't want to do. It's not too hard to get them in, but getting them out is the trouble.
Getting them out was the challenge. Two in one day is a state record, I'm told.
Two in a state record. You guys hold the record. Good for you.
Pretty
guys.
Sure.
Wow. You didn't have to bring those in to get them weighed or anything, did you?
Funny, those guys didn't leave them in the lake.
So let's talk about your ice fishing tournament.
There is some ice fishing that goes on in Mobridge, South Dakota.
Yeah, you know, the last few years, things have really ramped up out here. It seems like there's more people all across the nation getting into ice fishing. It's not so expensive, and then there's more tournaments going on. And we started one, our tourism committee, 16 years ago, but this will be our 16th annual tournament now coming up on January 14th. And it's just way crazy. We're giving away over $200,000 worth of prizes just to the entries of the tournament. It's unbelievable. The sponsors that have jumped on. We've got 526 teams, two-man teams that will be in the tournament. We have a small little sports show and seminars on Thursday and a Friday, the rules meeting the night before, and big raffles, and it's just kind of like a, turns into be a whole week of an ice fishing extravaganza out here, I guess.
Wow, it's had, a good. All we have is breakfast at the Double Barrel.
You've had that for 16 years, Kerry?
16 years, yep. The first year started was actually my wife, Dawn, and Jeff Jackson and Barry Bibler in town were sitting around one night and said, you know, we should do something in the winter to get some activities going on and bring people to the area. She said, let's give away an ice auger. So they gave away an ice auger the first year, and I believe there was 25 single-member entries in that tournament. From then on, it's just exploded.
I think I've been in that 11 of the years. I know I have. And
yeah.
I've never won anything.
Oh,
you should have gotten in that first year. I don't know if you're a statistics guy, but I think it's almost statistically impossible to not win something in that many years.
Well, it is just about. I know, but you know, I don't think you're alone there. I hear that from other people too. They say, you know, we're there every year and we never win, but well, at least they're here and they're having fun and having a good time. And you know, and that's the thing about our tournament is the serious angler, they can go off and go fishing and fish hard, run and gun, do what they want to do. And then the people that want to just go out and hang out and have a good time and socialize can also do that. And it's all about having fun.
It's too late to get in that thing for this year, Kerry, but what can a guy think of for next year to get in that? I missed it one year for a convention, and I've kind of been on the out since then.
No, they just don't want you.
That's the only hard thing with it is to get in. It is really tough. You know, the people that are in it, they were grandfathered in, and now they keep their places from year to year to year. They're staying in, and unfortunately, we do not have enough accommodations. We can't handle any more teams, you know, because that's a big number of people to put in a small area. So we're pretty much limited with the number we can accept. We do offer, that's why our number has went up, but just a couple each year. This year we sold 3 eBay spots, which are guaranteed spots, you know, once they buy them and get in, and that also raises money for our tourism committee and the events that we put on throughout the year and the donations we make to other nonprofit organizations. But those 3 eBay spots, just for instance, this year sold for over, every one of them sold for over $3,000.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. It's just going on. But those people are in for life and they're good to go. And,
isn't,
you know, if you
that
figure it out, if you're going to be able to fish in a few years, it's all right. But yeah, that's part of the fundraiser. And also, we just had a raffle we did. And we sold raffle tickets and drew one more team out. So now they're in with the people buying these raffle tickets. And like I say, all the money raised from these raffles and outside money all goes back to the community. I don't know if you guys have been out here. I'm sure Lynn has probably been out here since we have a brand new. We have the only one in South Dakota heated fish cleaning station now at Indian Creek, which is awesome for the wintertime. So, yeah, we try to support the locals and put it all back into the community.
So are you going to donate or raffle off another four-wheeler? Because Pat Thorsonson needs another one by now.
Yeah, Pat's got a heart on him. But yeah, we actually have. I think we're giving away 3 four-wheelers and 2 side-by-sides this year is what it is. And then all the other stuff, of course, you know, Ion, Augers jumped on board. Vexilar, of course, been fabulous. Strike Master Augers, just all the people in the ice world are really look, this is their major deal to help us out too, so it helps everybody.
You know what's really neat is that you guys have sponsors chomping at the bit to try to get into this too.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, you know. But like they said, where, you know, and you guys have seen it, not in the eastern South Dakota, it's awesome. They have tournaments and fun things get together, but you guys all know the Brainerd JC's tournament, the ones at Devil's Lake, the big ones. They go out and drill your holes, they stick you in a square marked off area, you stand there in a hole. I mean, that's a derby to me. That's not an actual ice fishing tournament. Well, we are still doing an actual ice fishing tournament, just like a summer format, two-man team. So I think that's what's really got us above and beyond, you know, especially for the serious fishermen. They still want to go out and fish and fish a tournament.
You know, over the years, Kerry, have you seen any specific fishermen do a little bit better than others? But I don't know if I've heard that. I think it's usually different people every year on that top 10.
Yeah, it has been. You know, the first few years when it was little, it was kind of dominant because there wasn't a lot of people in it. It was just basically a few locals. But now, you know, and of course, you guys have seen over the, man, over 15 years. Now, this is our 16th year. The ice technology is just leaps and bounds, you know. So that's really made an average fisherman into a very good fisherman and a good fisherman into a fabulous fisherman. So it's definitely changed the way the world goes around out here on the ice. But, we've probably not had repeat winners of the ice tournament. The only ones I can remember was probably me when it first started, and I don't even fish them anymore because I'm too busy. We're working it, and then we go out and judge it, and we're the marshals, go out and check during the day and stuff. We got a lot going on. So
that's why you have five.
I can't even fish it.
That's why you have 500 entries now.
Oh, absolutely.
You got out.
Yeah,
You got out.
Oh, yeah, there you go. They got a chance a little bit, huh? I don't know, but you guys can see all my kids and relatives and family and friends fish it. They don't do very good either, so I don't put them on the fish.
That's one thing about that tournament. That whole town of Mobridge puts that thing on.
Oh, it is.
We have so many volunteers. We pull people out of the woodwork. They come and help us out. They're calling bids up in the stands. And it is. It's a great community event. It's not even just Mobridge. I mean, we have people from Pollock helping us and Selby and all the surrounding areas. So, yeah, that's what they say now. It's a big family get-together for the winter. It's bigger than Christmas out here.
It's a hoot. It's like a fisherman's Christmas when you walk in there and see all the shacks and things, and no, I'm not getting one of them.
Yep. You're not going to pull Neil's name out. He's definitely not going to win it.
There you go. You never know.
But you know what? You know, some of those prizes are like for the guy who ends up in 100th place, which is really, mm-hmm. really good and creative and kind of.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yep. Give us some of those other prizes that you guys have come up with. I think other people could learn from some of those things that you're doing.
Well, like for each, I believe it's each 10th place is $100. And then each 11th place is a set of rod and reels for each person, you know, and things like that. We've had we've been doing it this many years, so, you know, to attrition, we have had some people pass away. We've had a person that fished it all the time, and he passed away. We actually, their family donates a check, some winnings to that, his team number. So, you know, just all kind of things like that. So, yeah, it's just not a fishing tournament. It's not, we just don't pay the top 10 people. Our payout isn't that great because we want everybody to enjoy it and go back to everyone.
It's a good time. Even if you don't win anything, I love going out to that. It's fun to go to Mobridge all the time anyway, but that's really a great – early in the winter, there's nothing else to do, go to Mobridge.
Exactly. That's the thing. You know, and that's kind of why when they came up with this idea, you know, it was dead. Nobody – a few of us locals ice fished, and that was about it, you know. Now, heck, in the wintertime, you come. I mean, there's people out here now already ice fishing, and the ice, like I say, is just on the edge. It's just starting, and, you know, but we're known for an ice fishing destination now, so it has definitely changed. You know, if you look at, I know my son's kind of a stats person. He's the one that took it to the next level. When we were kind of just even flowing, he moved back here, and he said, okay, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to get sponsors? Do you want to blow this thing out of the water, or do you want to stay where we're at? He said, I'll take care of it. So he did that, so kudos to Jesse. He did the a phenomenal job of getting the sponsors and where we are today. But that's just what he said. You know, it's just unbelievable the tax revenue dollars, you know, and Lynn, you really know this, fishing the tournament into a community, what it does for 2 weeks prior and the after effects of it. So, I mean, it's been a huge to our whole community out here in Walworth County, the money that it brings in the slow time of winter.
Yeah, the motels, the tax, the booze, convenience stores.
Well,
stores from miles away because, I mean, they're stopping before they get there because, you know, we need to stop in Aberdeen. We need to stop in Watertown. We need to stop in Pier before we head out there and just, you know, get a few things, get some snacks, get some bait, get some tackle. It all starts heading up and generating some things. But
we even get a little rent come off of our house in Chava, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we rent out the Chava house.
There you go, the Java house. You got coffee?
Yeah. We do have coffee and a little rum.
There you go.
Okay, perfect.
Rum chava. They call that the rum chava.
The rum chava. Yes. Kelvin Lawrence wants to say hello to Mr. Walleye from Mobridge. He's watching and listening on Facebook Live this morning. You know, you go all the way from being probably the best race car driver in Clear Lake, South Dakota, to being Mr. Walleye. I mean, Kerry Cohn's been around the block.
That's something.
I won't even claim the fame to the racing deal. I did a little bit of it, but I'll leave that to my brother and my nephews, them guys, and my niece. But no, it's been a great move. You know the industry, Lynn. It's been just fabulous. Got to meet a lot of people. Been doing it 25 years now. So, yeah, you know, we're just kind of coasting now and just love where we live and real fortunate to be able to do what we do.
And you still have that pontoon going in the summer?
Oh, absolutely. There's actually a new one getting built, and we'll be ready to roll again next spring. Yeah, working out great for us.
Yeah, for everyone, Kerry's been guiding out of a pontoon now for how many years, Kerry?
About since 2007. Oh. So, yeah, about 10 years now.
You can pretty much see her at Wolf Bay about every day.
yeah, somewhere there.
Somewhere around that area.
Yeah, actually, Wolf Bay is one of the spots, you know, for people that are going to start to come out and do a little early fishing. There's a hole out in front of it the geese did have open on Tuesday. So that's kind of it's the same old thing as your lakes. You got to check the ice as you go, you know, especially the first few times. I know everybody always teases me. Well, nobody crosses. I actually just got stopped the other day from the game fishing parks guy at the park. He said, well, you got to watch this guy. He had a new trainee up here. He's the only guy. When he goes across, then you can go, but he's the first guy to go. Well, I walk it. I'll walk it, spud it, and drill it the first time. So, yeah. You know, you just can't be too safe.
I fish with Ray Ritter when I'm up there. We test the ice by driving the Ranger over it.
There you go.
And if it's okay, then we walk behind.
Didn't you tell the rest of the guys to walk out, right?
Yep, that's exactly what we do.
Everybody else walk.
His next Ranger better be amphibious.
There you go. Yeah. No, it's just, you know, it's one of these things out here that this body of water changes daily. So it's just, like I say, it's different from growing up back in the lakes back there where, you know, once you get good ice back there, it usually stays the same. You'll get a heave here or two, but out here it changes daily. I've sat up on a spot, one of the spots I fish, and in a day I've seen 6 inches of ice go away or make 6 inches of ice. So it just, you really got to watch it.
Well, and you guys have had a great history with the tournament, too, of you know, you really haven't had a ton of problems with people going in. So really, relatively, people are safe out there, just very cautious, and most people understand that before they head your way.
The likelihood of a $500.
Go ahead. We stress that. You know, at our meetings and talking to people, and like with shows with like you and people we talk to, is, you know, ice safety is number one. We want everybody to be able to come back for another year, not have a tragedy, and knock on wood, we haven't had one. Like I said, we've had a few minor issues, but, you know, it's usually, just like I said, it's in spots where you probably shouldn't have been anyway, where things happen, crossing a heave or on a point. So, yeah, it's just, you know, and accidents happen and things happen, but no, we've been real fortunate, and, you know, just hope everybody has a safe winter.
You know, we got about a minute left here, Kerry. Kind of just give us an idea of some of the, just a few of the sponsors that have stepped up, and they say, hey, if we're going to be the sponsor, we're going to do this right. But give us an idea, and then when it is, and possibly what people can do for next year if they want to join the fun.
Okay, well, when it is our rules meeting will be January 13th. The tournament is on the 14th of January this year. As far as sponsor goes, we have Shields All Sports. We have Strike Master Augers. We have Ion Augers. We have Vexilar Electronics. We have Yeti Coolers stepped on board. Just to name a few, these are like the platinum, the big main sponsors. Then we have a bunch of local little stuff too, you know, all prizes and gifts. And it's just phenomenal what they'll do to help us out. Yeah, like I said, January 14th, people for next year, you know, unless you know, we always have an early drawing. If you just follow MobridgeOutdoors.com, we'll have a drawing. The people that don't get in, like this year, I think there were 30 spots or people, something happened, they couldn't get in. So we had a lottery for those spots, so you can put in for those. So there is always a chance to get in. You know, there's a few spots open. I think we had 300-400 people trying to get those 30 spots, but at least 30 people got in.
Well, now that I'm no longer in the tournament, who's the biggest jerk of the 500? I might take them out next year.
There you go. Well, You can talk to Brent Chemnitz about that.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Put Brent in charge of that.
Perfect.
Oh, good. There's another one that puts a lot of time into things like that around Mobridge. You guys.
Absolutely. Brent's on our tourism. He's fabulous. Like I said, I'm just going to name a few quick ones. Rick Baldwin, Brent Chemnitz, Jeff Jackson. Off the top of my head,
your
on
wife.
The tourism committee. Of course, my wife.
Your wife has been rocking and rolling this thing for years out there. Part of the radio station crew. Is she still involved?
It's been going. Like my son Jesse. He's kind of taken over the reins on some of this stuff. So yeah, but I mean, just everybody as a community, though. You know, I hate to miss anybody, and I'm sure I do. But it's fabulous. It's we're fortunate to live where we live.
Well, it's the best. Mobridge is the greatest place to go fishing anyway, and that ice fishing tournament's wonderful. If you've never been up there ice fishing on the river, get your butt out there.
Congratulations to Mobridge. Well, thank you, Kerry, for being with us. We have Kerry Conold here out of Mobridge, guide and involved a ton in this ice fishing tournament. Thank you.
And Mr. Walleye.
You bet. Thanks for calling, fellas.
All right, take care. All right, Randy Grimes. We just dug in about a minute into your news.
That's the way it usually works.
They're just picking on Trump anyway.
They're picking on Trump anyway.
That's right.